Om Sri Sai Ram. With humility, devotion and love, we prayerfully seek divine permission for today's afternoon function. Bhagwan has graciously blessed two dignitaries from Kerala to address us in today's evening function. The first speaker is Dr. K.S. Radhakrishnan. Radhakrishnan sir is a professor of philosophy. He served the state of Kerala in the responsibility as the vice chancellor of Sanskrit University at Kaladi. He is the author of a number of books and an outstanding speaker. Currently, he is serving the state of Kerala as the chairman of State Public Service Commission. With the grace of Bhagwan, he had an opportunity earlier to address the youth of Kerala during the time of youth pilgrimage at Brindavan. The second speaker, Dr. K.B.S. Rajan, he's the member, judicial member of Central Administrative Tribunal, Kerala. He is hailing from Kanchipuram in Tamil Nadu and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. He served as an officer under the Government of India and a lawyer in the Supreme Court before he was appointed as a judicial member of Central Administrative Tribunal in 2005 at Allahabad, later transferred to Kochi in Kerala. He is a postgraduate in Sanskrit, human rights and law. He is awarded doctorate degree in law and now he is serving the state of Kerala as a member of Central Administrative Tribunal. Dr. K.S. Radhakrishnan, Jai Sai Ram.
Of course, I know it is an auspicious occasion in my life. For the first time, I got his permission to be present here to address this august gathering. Without his will, I know I would never have been before you. Since he is in the universe and the universe is in him, even in a microscopic granule of a seed that has been left unnoticed by majority of us, we can see his presence. We can see him, touch him, taste him, smell him. He is everywhere with us. It is his presence that unites us here on this day to celebrate Onam, the national festival of Kerala. He blessed the Malayalis to celebrate a 3-day Onam festival here in his presence. And today we are doing the same thing in his mighty presence. Onam, as you said, is the national festival of Kerala celebrated by everyone, cutting across caste, creed and community. There are two aspects of Onam. One, the legendary part, which has been narrated by many, so I'm not going into the details. The another aspect of Onam is that it is the festival that gives us the idea of equality. And I do say that equality is not an economic concept as it has been misinterpreted and represented by the economists and financial experts all over the world even today. I would say that equality is a spiritual concept. Only a spiritual personality can say something about the equality. So you can definitely ask a question, what do you mean by spirituality? By spirituality, I don't think that it is an abstract concept that can be grasped only by a blessed few. But Bhagavan has made it clear, not once but many times, that spirituality is approachable to all, even the illiterate who has been unnoticed by the pandits. It is spirituality. Then what is that spirituality? Spirituality, I would like to define, any human action that is capable to infuse self-confidence among the destitute of the destitutes. It is that self-confidence that makes me to act, that makes me to do something. Then the question arises is, how is it possible to know that one is acting strictly in accordance with that self-confidence, which helps us to uplift the so-called, in the words of politicians, the so-called downtrodden masses. The politicians are telling about the downtrodden masses only in words. But the spiritual leaders are doing something for the benefit of the downtrodden mass by lifting them to do something in tune with their taste, their will, and their pleasure. That must be helpful to the entire humanity, not only to the entire humanity. As the great Vedic chanters has rightly said it, it must be helpful to Go and Brahmanan. Go here represents Pashu and cow. Mahatma Gandhi has defined cow as like this. Cow means all silent creations of God. So the benefits should be given to, or the blessings must be given to, opportunities must be given to the last in the row with the best or the mightier. It is at this point that we are getting deviated from Darwinism of every type. Of biological Darwinism, economic Darwinism, social Darwinism, and political Darwinism that tries to establish the rule of the might. It says that might is right, but Dharma never says that might is right. A specific question has been asked against the Lord Shri Krishna by Arjuna, that why should I perform dharma? Why should I preserve dharma? If I am able to live without preserving dharma, I think that is better. Immediately the Lord said that you have to preserve dharma for paritranaya sadhunam, for the preservation, protection of the sadhu. And Arjuna represents the sadhu because he has been estranged in his own homeland by Duryodhana and others, though he was the legal heir of that land. And to infuse self-confidence in such a person to do his duty, and he makes him to perform well. And that is what is meant by spirituality. So it is the spirituality that helps us to provide food, shelter, education, medical aid, etc. to one and all. It is the spirituality that makes you to believe that you have got a responsibility to the silent creatures, however microscopic it is. So it is this dimension of Onam that is to be celebrated, I think so. And Bhagavan has given us the permission to celebrate Onam, not to celebrate or not to establish the said to be economic equality, but the spiritual equality. It is our duty to take care of the last in the row who has often been ignored by the affluent sections, the rulers, the pandits and the like. So Bhagavan was so concerned about those persons who have been ignored by the majority. And dear friends, Onam is to celebrate the philosophy, the practice, and the blessings of great Bhagavan. That's why we have gathered here to celebrate Onam. Onam is, see, demographically speaking, Onam is only the festival of a very small state that consists of hardly 3.5 crores of people. And the total population of India, is 100.1 crore. The 3.5 is a very insignificant number. But why Bhagavan has given that permission to celebrate their national festival? It is on the assumption that spirituality is to be preserved only if we permit the last in the row, the meek who has been left unnoticed, to get a chance to say something with the might. So spirituality never makes a distinction between the might and the meek. That is why we are celebrating Onam. That is why Bhagavan has given us the permission. I use not had but has. He is here. Everyone who present here can see his presence. He is here in the Karana form. That Karana form is there. As my mother is in me even after her demise in the Karana form. My father is in me even after his demise in the Karana form. The great guru of the entire universe in you and me. Even it acts as a center of a piece of dust. It is that great guru gives us a chance to get united, to celebrate Onam. So I think we only 10 minutes left for me. And my friend Mr. Verma has very cautiously told me that you are not expected to take even a minute more than that, because here we are keeping the timings. So I have to finish my speech within that time limit itself. So I would like to conclude that it is the blessed movement in my life, in your life, in the life of the entire universe, to get united, to celebrate the spirituality that alone guarantees equality. Let this Onam be a festival of equality, and I pray with you the blessings of Bhagavan, and I think that he is generous enough to give it to me. That's why I could be here on this occasion to address you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sai devotees, Sai Ram. Thank you, Dr. K.S. Radhakrishnan, who has spoken about spirituality, leaving nothing for me to speak on that particular subject. Mahabali comes every year during Onam vacation to see that people are happy. The Onam greetings are also towards that end only. All the greetings are orienting towards two aspects in life: Anishta Nivarti and Ishta Prapti. Anishta Nivarti and Ishta Prapti mean avoid the undesirables and acquire the desirables. Be bereft of undesirables and benefit with desirables. Condemn the undesirables, conceive the desirables. Devastate the undesirables, develop the desirables. Eradicate the undesirables, equip with desirables. frustrate the undesirables and further desire the desirables. Today we are all divided and separated by various forces, natural as well as self-made. We are divided by geographic situations and certain other natural phenomena. We are separated by religion, language, culture and civilization. If we do not know Hindi, then in the Hindi-speaking area, we are aliens. We are thus separated from almost all parts of the globe where others do not know that language which we know and speak. Language is the main conduit and key link for any transaction in our life. None of the languages in this universe can claim the status of universal language. The lone universal language, in the words of Baba, is the language of the heart. It is this language of the heart which generates love. It is this language of the heart which makes you closer to each other, which develops affection, which kindles and triggers the care and concern for you. In today's context, do we have that kind of an affection, that kind of a love, that kind of a proximity and intimacy, that kind of your care and concern for others? Well, earlier Subhashitam said, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the entire world is one family. Do we have that sentiments today? Absolutely not, because we don't have even the joint family. In earlier days, the Indian society was characterized by joint family system. Under the same roof, we had our grandfather, grandmother, our elder paternal uncle called Valiyachan, his spouse, their children, ourselves, our Achan, Amma, and Elayachan, his spouse, their children. What a lovely gathering in all, and a common kitchen for all. Generation gap was never felt in those days because we had persons of all the ages with us in the same family with the age difference of only 2 or 3. But today what is the situation? There is no joint family. Some Sai devotee a few years ago said, earlier we had this joint family system. All were attached to each other. From hygiene and sanitation point of view, we had our bathroom far away from the house. Today we have flat system. Our kitchen and bathroom share a common wall. The difference between earlier days and today is that earlier we had the attached family and detached bathroom, and today we have detached family and attached bathroom. Such is the situation. In Tamil, there is a proverb, Yadum Vure Yavarum Kedir. Every place is our native place and all are our close relatives. Do we have the close relatives now? Somebody said, meet Mr. Nagesh, my distant relative. I see. What is the exact relationship? Well, my father has got 7 sons. I am the eldest and Nagesh is the youngest. That is the relationship that we have. Somebody said, and rightly so, only friends become enemies, not our relatives, because they are already our enemies. Such is the situation today. Take marriage. In those days, every one of you know about the Mangalyadharana mantra, Mangalyam Tantuna Nena Mama Jeevana Hetuna. I tie this Mangalyam in your neck. What for? Only as a symbol of our coexistence. To evidence of our unity. Hereafter, our aspiration, ambition, aim, target, orientation, everything will be one and the same. What is that? the bridegroom declares, Imam Kanyam, Dharma Prajartam Vranimahe. I hold this girl for the purpose of two aspects. One is dharma and the other is praja. Dharma means to perform that dharma which our forefathers have cultivated long back and which has been continued uninterruptedly till today. With her, I would ensure its further continuance. And for its continuance after our lives, praja. That is how the system has been, the marriage has been. Such a sanctity was there earlier. Today, marriage has been reduced to a simple arithmetic. An addition, a subtraction, a multiplication, and a division. Addition of wife, subtraction of parents, multiplication of children, and division of properties. That is the system today. As long as one is not independent, one is close to the parents. But the moment he becomes independent, well, he starts distancing himself. How? Very simple. Add one letter to the word father, delete one letter from the word mother. The hitherto F-A-T-H-E-R is from hence F-A-R-T-H-E-R. The hitherto M-O-T-H-E-R from hence remove M. O-T-H-E-R. Do we care for our parents? Well, the house is built or a flat bought and on a granite stone is inscribed Srinidhi, his mother's name. The mother feels extremely happy. My name has been engraved there in the granite stone. Least realizing the actual fact that first it is the mother's name which is going to be kept outside the house, and from tomorrow she herself is going to be pushed outside in the old age home. Unfortunately, that is the system. What an elated place of mother today we have. Mother is an embodiment of sacrifice. No mother tolerates her child to be hungry, irrespective of the age of the child. On the second Sunday of May, on Mother's Day, I received an SMS. What is the difference between the mother and the wife? Sorry. What's the difference between the mother and the wife? When both of them are angry with you, the wife will go to the bedroom with a fruit basket in her hand and lie down there for the rest of the day. The mother would also go to the bedroom, but not with the fruit basket, but only after preparing the meals for you and keeping them ready on the dining table for you to eat. That's the difference. My wife may forgive me. Well, that is the situation as on date. We are in such a society which is filled with vanity, pomp and show. The life is full of tension. We don't see anybody now smiling or laughing, because smiling or laughing is the manifestation of the happiness from inside. It is a spontaneous expression of the happiness. Now, we don't have that happiness at all. We may be in plenty materially, but that peace of mind is not there. That's the reason. In Delhi, some 10 years ago, it was a huge laughter that would wake me up. Yes, in front of my flat, there's a big park. Some 40 to 50 people will assemble together there, all male members, senior citizens. And after their yoga and pranayama, they would have this laughter exercise. It is that laughter which used to wake me up. I used to think, poor persons, they don't have even that right to laugh inside their house. That's why they come to the park and they laugh. It is a laughter exercise that is available, not the spontaneous exercise. Thus, we don't have that particular kind of love, affection, nor proximity or intimacy, nor the care or concern for others. Now, what Mahabali wants is, let us rebuild the same love and affection. Let us bring back that. Let us converse with the language of the heart, as propounded by Baba. That will generate love. That will bring happiness back. That will resurrect our affection. We will be more close and proximate. We will care for others and have concern for others' welfare. For this purpose, we should have sublime thoughts, sublime words, and sublime deeds. Thought is latent. When it is manifested as words and deeds, it becomes patent. That thought should be sublime, for that you must have sattva guna. Lord Krishna in the 14th chapter, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga, extensively describes about that Gunatraya, the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamaguna. So let us read Bhagavad Gita also. For sattva guna, we must have sattvic food. You find all the herbivorous animals, they are all going only in groups. Carnivorous animals, they don't go. Not out of fear of being killed or attacked by the carnivorous animals, do the herbivorous animals go in group. If that be the case, the elephant need not have to go because they are not afraid of any animal. But elephants go in groups only. In fact, if a baby elephant is standing alone without the mother, any mother elephant which passes through that way will feed the baby elephant. That is the nature. That is because of the character or nature of those animals which are herbivorous. So, if our food is sattvic, our gunas will be sattva guna. If our gunas are sattva guna, our thought will be sublime. If our thought be sublime, then our words and act will be sublime. Thus, your deed is based on your feet. And you must cultivate also altruism. Altruism decorated with what is called kshama. Because narasya avaranam rupam, rupasya avaranam jnanaha, gunaha, gunasya avaranam jnanam, jnanasya avaranam kshama. Therefore, let us have now, from today onwards, have a vow that we should start to love. That is what Mahabali wants. That is why he is coming every day. Let us have that. May Lord help us. Thank you very much. I should thank the organizers for having given me this golden opportunity, immemorable opportunity to address you all. Sai Ram.
We offer our humble and loving pranams at thy lotus feet of ultimate representation of complete divinity, our beloved Mother Sai. We wish you all a happy Onam. On this auspicious day, with utmost humility and reverence, we, the children of Swami, from Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth, Sri Shailam, Kerala, offer at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan the drama entitled Satsanga Mahatmyam. Swami, we crave your blessings. Now, we present before you a dance, Prema Pravaham.
Sai Premaye Veda Saramu.
Dama dama, 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 dama సారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము.
వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము, వేద సారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము. వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము.
సోమదాసురుని సంహరించి గిల వేదరాతి దరి చేర్చగా,
అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు,
అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు.
అవతరించగా సంశయించినారు. ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది. వేదనిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది.
యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం దేవిరే కులై విరిసింది.
యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం దేవిరే
suggests a place where nature is at her best, with fountains, rippling streams, waterfalls and meadows. On the whole, a screen setting blessed with greenery. At the outset, we have children pouring forth their full-throated happiness derived from fun and frolic.
butterfly, dangling from flower to flower. I wonder why we don't come here frequently. It's a marvelous place.
Yes, we will make it a point to be here at least once a day.
Hey, it's the water here. I like the most. So cold and see-through.
Very place we have been in search of, quite befitting for game hunting.
Your Majesty, the water side is full of deer in search of water.
Thirst or no thirst, once we decide to kill them, no soft gunner for anyone, anything. Don't delay, kill them and bring. Isn't that where Maharishi Vasishtha dwells?
Yes, my lord.
Let him be informed that I wish to see him.
Done, my lord.
Welcome, Rajarishi. Welcome. A hearty welcome to you, to my humble hut. Okay, what made you be here?
As you know, big game hunting is one of my fancies. Incidentally, I chanced to cast my eyes on your place and the beautiful surrounding. No wonder I felt like coming over.
I am proud to host a royal guest.
My dismay knows no bounds. But how?
May I know the room for wonder?
I still wonder how you managed to arrange such a majestic treat, that too in no time. It all accounts for your mighty inner self.
Never, my lord. I owe it to Nandini, the sacred cow.
Nandini? Really? Then let me ask you to give me that cow in exchange for anything you demand.
I hope it is well known to you that saintly people never deal in cows. Therefore, I cannot hand over her to you. She is absolutely free.
I cannot stand your impudence. If Vishwamitra lays his mind on anything, it is his. I ask my people to tie her up. Who is there? Go and bring her. I will take you to task. You are going to learn a lesson that you won't easily forget. Let me try whether I can become Brahmarishi or not. Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha!
Rajarishi?
Vishwamitra. I know what troubles you, my son. The day Vasishtha calls you Brahmarishi, you will turn to be Brahmarishi.
Brahmarishi?
No more beseeching. I will bring to life a ferocious giant to kill the 100 sons of Vasishtha.
Thank you.
Rajarishi.
In spite of everything, Vasishtha continues to call me Rajarishi. There is only one way out. Vasishtha will breathe his last at the tip of my sword. The fact that Vasishtha is superior to me by way of paternity, as he is the son of Brahma. But before my strength and mettle, Vasishtha appears quite feeble and fragile. Let me ask him whether he still finds me as Rajarishi.
Devi, I feel like eating something.
I will bring milk and fruits as usual, Swami.
Milk and fruit all the time? Let me try some roots with salt and spice.
Salt and spice? You never take salt. Why then?
Today, I feel like taking salt. If you have none, bring it from Vishwamitra's ashram. He is such a noble soul, doing rigorous penance for the common welfare. He may have stored salt with him.
Prabhu, it shocks my ears to hear such words from you. Me, to go and beg for his mercy, who has wiped out all our children, just because you address him as Rajarshi. Never, my lord, never. If our children are still with us, how nice would have been our days.
Kalyani, what you think is wrong? It was a blessing in disguise. He saved us from getting bound to children. He taught that saints are to take up both joy and sorrow with equanimity. When saints like him are enraged, only good things happen. He is in fact a Brahmarishi, not a Rajarishi as I call him.
Then why do you belittle him by calling Rajarishi and inviting unwanted troubles?
If I call him Brahmarishi, he will stop doing penance and be complacent. That should never happen. He should be like a torch burning with a divine rage. Compared to him, I am only a wick with lesser light.
Prabhu, let me be punished for my cruelty and vengeance.
Why so, desperate Brahmarishi? In fact, I have committed a great mistake by calling you Rajarishi. Forgive me for my lapse.
Maharshi, please don't try me anymore. I am not fit for that name. Do you know why I came here? To kill you, Maharshi, to kill you.
I am pleased to hear your words. Only Brahmarishis can articulate their thoughts so honestly. You may kindly forgive me instead.
Bhagwan, why do you shower so much mercy on a soul taunted with so much sins? If you really believe that I deserve the title Brahmarishi, please bless me by giving me Brahma Diksha.
How shocking! Where do I, with clouded eyes and dull brain, stand? Where do you, with strong fortitude and clear vision, stand? I cannot give Brahma Diksha. There are hundreds better than me for this job. I am still a family man.
Even here, I excel him. Then please suggest a name so that I can acquire the status without wasting any more time.
To initiation to Brahmarishihood, you may approach Bhagavan Adisesha. He may surely help you in this regard.
My Lord, one saint is waiting outside to have your darshan.
Oh, Lord Vishwamitra, what accounts for this unprecedented visit?
Vasishtha Maharshi advised me to come over and seek your blessings along with Brahmarishi title.
Oh, Vasishtha led you here. Well and good. I am ready to give Brahma Diksha too. But what to do? I am not free. See, the earth revolves on my right hand. If you can carry that for a minute, my hand will be free and I will give you the blessings.
Such a silly task. That too for a strong man of my caliber. Please hand it over to me. I will take care of it. Don't worry.
Ha 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 ha!
least now, do you realize how weak your muscle power is before moral and spiritual courage? It's your ego and arrogance that renders you incapable of such a task. Once you share it, you will be capable of carrying it that too lightly.
Me, Lord, now I realize my falling. A selfish and egocentric person is an enemy not only to himself, but to the entire humanity and the world.
In spite of your fallings, a spark of divinity is within you. Have you ever had the chance of satsang with noble souls?
Yes, I have had enough satsang, but the most frequent one is with Vasishtha Maharshi.
Then do one thing. Show your readiness to share one moment's bliss that you had from satsang. You will be able to carry any burden lightly, including the weight of the earth.
Satsangatve nissangatvam nissangvatte nirmohatvam nirmohatve nischalatattvam nischalatattve jivanmukti.
I hope you realize the real worth of Vasishtha. Now go and seek Brahma Diksha from the great Maharshi. My blessings will be with you.
To the abode of virtue. Reaching this sacred and sanctified realm is the end of one's life. For attaining this, satsang should be done in the company of wise and glorious men. Do satsang.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Shri Ganesha. Jaya Maa, Jaya Maa, जगत जनने शिव सारी शंकर
केशव माधव जय देव मधुसूदना
शंभो शंकर साम
सदा शिव शंभो शंकर शंभो शंकर साम सदा शिव शंभो शंकर शंभो शंकर शिव शंभो शंकर शंकर साम सदा शिव शंभो शंकर परते नायका परमेशा पानिमा सदा शिव शंभो शंकर शंभो शंकर साम सदा शिव शंभो शंकर शंभो शंकर शिव शंभो शंकरा
राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे प्रिय साई हरे बाबा सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे अल्लाह ईश्वर साई हरे नानक यीशु बुद्ध हरे जो राष्ट्र महावीर साई हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे बाबा सर्वधर्म
चंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आजनेया प्रभु राम चंद्र के Yeah.
चंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेय
साई साई स्मरण करो
Vitale
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.